Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. This is your host, Karima Ali Bowens, joining you guys here from Metro Atlanta, Georgia. I got my co-host, my brother from Nashville, Mr. Mario Coleman, Next Level. Mario, welcome to the birthday tribute for Maggie Bowens Freeman, Janora Bowens, as well as Miss Lucille Morris as well. Mario's been a long time coming, ain't it, bro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let me get my happy birthday moms out the way. Happy birthday, Ma. And, definitely excited to be here. And I missed that chocolate cake this year, but it's all good. I'm going to have to see if make some arrangements about getting one of them shipped via UPS, but we got to put a track on it because I know if anybody know what it is, it ain't going to make the trip. So it's all good. But, yeah, the third day. And we're definitely glad to have, you know, an opportunity to celebrate it together.
Well, I guess, you know, we got a lot of callers in. Mario is calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Got a caller from 612. Caller, state your name, where you calling from?
Hey, Karima, this is Janora.
Okay, got Janora. Happy birthday, big sister. So this is a tribute to you, Janora, Miss Lucille, and Miss Maggie Freeman. And then we got
Thank
a caller
you.
From 706 464. I guess this is
yeah, this is
Ms.
Maggie.
Freeman.
Yes, Maggie's here.
Okay. All right. Then we got a caller from 706. Yeah, happy birthday. Well, ladies,
happy birthday,
Mom.
Happy birthday, Miss Piper.
Happy birthday to both of y'all.
Thank
All
you.
Three of y'all. They ain't no Michelle Obama was in the Capricorn.
Her birthday is today, too?
No.
I don't think it's your birthday today.
Oh, okay.
So we want to, we just want to continue in with the show a little bit. We got some callers going to be calling in. So. Mario Coleman for a little bit of his Black Jewel. Or which one are you
going to
do for the birthday lady?
I don't know. You usually ask me if you pick one out.
Black Jewel.
Oh, okay. I don't know why she asked me. She already know what she wants. All right. Here you go. You want me to do it now, or you want me to do it after?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. This ain't the same music, but anyway, don't matter. This is for Ma and Sister Janora. Here you go. Black Jewel, long perm, hair, short, dyed, afro, braided or in dreads. Don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place, and let nothing less than a look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black Jewel created in endless shades of colors and hues. When God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you. Black Jewel, who would I be? What would I be? Where would I be without you? You birthed me, raised me, and nurtured me. Bestowed upon me degrees of love that would take a lifetime for me to understand. You are the woman that made me a man. Black Jewel, you are grandmother, mother, wife, girlfriend, sister, daughter, lover, provider, healer, confidant, all at once, shifting from one to the next so effortlessly. We do not realize the toll it takes on you yet. You never let us see your tears. You just get up, start all over again the next day. Black Jewel, I'd like to apologize for those who do not know of your value as some of us do. Please, don't give up on us, although I know you never will. And for those of us who do know of your greatness, I'd just like to say that we love you, cherish you, and cherish every breath you breathe. And if need be, we will lay down our lives for you. Black Jewel, happy birthday, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was so beautiful.
Well, you know, I think it's the embodiment of, you know, what women do on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I'm just happy to be able to. I'm glad that God gave me the breath to be able to do it. Can we leave there? All right.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's a beautiful poem, Mario. That's hot. Okay, Janora's out in Las Vegas. Mario's in Nashville. We got a caller from 678-780. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Randy Frost up in beautiful Claremont, Georgia.
All right, Randy, welcome, welcome. This is our new relationship that we built up in beautiful Claremont, Georgia. Mr. Randy Frost is our Vice President of Sales and Marketing for CECI. We really appreciate you coming on the call today.
Yeah, I wanted to wish Miss Maggie Freeman and Nora Bowen, happy birthday.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Randy.
You look so welcome. You're so welcome, and I hope to get to see you soon.
Me too.
Well, thanks. We're going to take a minute, you guys, and thank you, Randy, for calling. We're going to take a second.
Right,
you guys,
thanks.
Just hold on to the line for a minute. We're going to place a tribute from our other brother, Mr. Philip McCurry, called Payne. Y'all sit back and check him out. Some original stuff here for birthday tribute.
I'm the reason you stay sober. I'm the reason that you drink. And when your heart starts falling, I can make you stop and think. Everybody feels me, but no one out there really wants to know me. I'm the chip that's on your shoulder that you can't seem to shake. And the reason you grow colder, 'cause you make the same mistakes. I can help you learn right from wrong, and even make you stronger if you let me. Everybody knows my name. Try your best to hide me, but there ain't no disguise. You can smile just to spite me, but I'm still there in your eyes. The only way you can erase me is to turn around and face me and stop running. I guess you've only got myself to blame. Tears you cry, and into your father's arms you'll go, and bless the day you finally rose above me. But in the hearts of those who loved you, I'll remain.
Welcome back to the MCWCC special birthday tribute to Janora Bourne, Maggie Freeman, as well as Lucille Piper. Want to thank everybody for listening in, and then for this archive show, you can always log on to MCWCCDigitalOnline.com, and you can take a listen to the show. We want to make sure that we just want to thank God for my family, for my sister, being my other mother, and my mother, than my mama, so it's a big difference. Want to thank you guys for everything that you've done for me and blessing me to be able to live my dreams and be able to hold on to them, as crazy as they may seem sometimes. You guys always say, okay, Kareem, let's do that. So I want to thank y'all for, 40-plus years of just supporting me and being behind me. One of the things Janora said to Randy one time when we were having a conference call is she says, I believe in my sister, and anything she says, I believe in. So I was very moved and touched by that statement, and I just want to thank you, Janora, for always giving me the benefit of the doubt and loving me and helping me fly as high as I have. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God first, my mother and father second, and Janora third. So it all has its chain. Want to see if we got some other callers on. Mario.
Yeah.
When you first met Miss Freeman, what was your thinking? You came down and ratted me out about the chocolate cake being stolen and all, but
what? Well, I ratted you out because you're gonna steal a cake and not let me know and not give me none. I mean, how you gonna rob a bank? Tell another thief you're gonna rob the bank, but you ain't gonna cut him in on the deal. I mean, you know, that was kind of foul. But I just felt like, you know, I was, just with another mother. You know, I think mothers, you know, real mothers, kind of have this thing that they project a commonality that real mothers kind of give out, and you know when you're in the presence of one. So it was just like kind of being at home with my own mom, you know. And it just made me feel at home, and we were just kicking it and just really having a good time. That was probably, that particular holiday was probably one of the most memorable I actually experienced being out here in the South, because it just felt like, you know, we was home, we was eating good and laying back, falling asleep, waking up, eating some more, and, you know, just around great people. So it was a great experience. And so I just felt like, you know, Maggie was just another, my other mom. You know, hey.
You know, this NCWCC talk radio show, it wouldn't be where it was had you not trained me 5 years ago. And I thank you as well as my big brother guided me through my foolishness. And now that I'm a little more calmer, I want to thank you too for this birthday celebration tribute to her. And of course, we're playing Candlelight. That's one of Mario's mixes that I refuse to let go of. He's got a beautiful soundtrack out, but I just will not let go of Candlelight.
Well, I'll never
now.
Hear it coming to play in your show because you only play with like one song, and then my voice ain't even on it. But it's all love.
Well, you got the right person to tell on me again. Ms. Freeman, you got any comments or anything to say today for Mama? No?
Yes, I just wanted to thank everyone for thinking about me on my birthday, and I have enjoyed this day. We've had a great day. We've been out to dinner and everything. And God is good, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to see 67 years.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I just called to, my name is Charles. I just called to wish my godmother, Ms. Genoa Bowens, and a grandma that I really never had, Ms. Bowens, I just wanted to wish them a happy birthday.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Charles.
Welcome.
I appreciate that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, I've been on just listening to y'all. You have a wonderful program going on, and I'm calling to wish my cousin Maggie Freeman and my sister Lucia Piper a very happy birthday and hope this year will be the best that you ever had. And I'm wishing Happy New Year to everyone out in the studio land.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
All right. And may God
bless
you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that as well.
Okay. Y'all have a blessed day.
You
that'll,
too.
That'll teach you, to let me have one of your phones, Mom. I called everybody. There's 125 names in here. Anyway, welcome back to the. That was my mother's first cousin. They grew up together. They have. Well, you want to know some real dirt about Maggie? Call her first cousin. I'm telling y'all, we should do an entire show on it, and it would have you laughing hilariously. Seriously. All right, we got another caller in from 414-5544.
Hi, this is Cherise. I just wanted to call in and wish Mama Maggie and Janora a happy birthday. I love them. You guys have been my second family, and I appreciate you. And I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you and love you on your special day.
Thank you, Don.
You've been around quite a while.
You've been around for 25 years.
Woo wee. She got the stories, don't she? We're gonna make her put you on mute.
We're gonna have to keep them to ourselves.
Okay. I'll try not to remember that, but that was very it's beautiful that people can call in and just listen to being able to have your own show, your own radio station. We also have a new radio station called AtlantaMixRadio.com. You guys can listen to the show through that portal as well. I want to thank everybody for this birthday tribute. It's very special to me to be able to do. Mario's always taught me that anything on the internet becomes a static footprint. So I want this to be something that's been etched in the hearts of my sister, my mother, and my cousin. If all you all have always continued to listen to our show and some of our hosts and myself as well, I want to thank you guys for just always being there. And Mario, you know, you've been like a big brother to me. You know, you tell on me as much as you can. And, you know, and I just want to take a couple of seconds. We're going to play another little tribute. I tried playing this, but this is my favorite song I've ever I've learned to love over the years. So you guys sit back for a minute. We'll take a quick break. WCC Talk Radio. We're doing a special birthday tribute to Maggie Freeman, Janora Bowen, as well as Lucille Lyles. We have people that are calling in. Don't have a lot of space on my switchboard right here, but I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and constantly supporting what we've been doing over the years and giving praise to God for being able to have the ability to have a platform on a media level is a monstrous thing. You know, when you can be measured, you can be heard, you become a force to be reckoned with. I remember that was my mother's cliche for our construction company. Is that right, Mother? All right.
Yes, that is.
Goes in or out.
I have it muted so you can hear the noise. That's all.
But at any rate, I'm doing this at a time in my life, a force to be reckoned with. I think that's something I've always had in my heart, kept on my mind as well. And Janora, she's in Las Vegas celebrating her birthday. Janora, you winning any money?
That's so funny. I lost my cell phone, and I lost my money. So what's next? And then I'm going back to minus 22 degrees. temperature is minus 66, and they shutting down the state of Minnesota.
You need somebody to play a blues guitar behind you on that store.
But hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed I'm alive. That's it. You know, I'll deal with the weather.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I got to say this, and I hope this is not inappropriate, but it ain't. That is nothing normal for a black person.
Your recording has reached maximum length. Message sent. Goodbye.
That is not no place for black people to be at when it's that much cold weather. We came from Africa. I have no idea why anybody black would be anywhere above the Mississippi Mason-Dixie line. I just don't get that for real. I love running to the south. When they said amen, I jumped in and my car came straight south. Well, I ain't trying to go back north, but you do what you got to do to work. So, but anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this this radio broadcast. We got about 6 minutes, less than 6 minutes left to go. I'm going to ask Mario for one more selective poem on this flower.
Okay, how are you going to ask me for one more selection, this flower? One more command for the road, okay. This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty, so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I can express. You see, her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect. Truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold. With a smile so brilliant, it would blind you. So warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. So inviting it shatters all resistance, enslaving you to her will until she sees fit to set you free. This flower displaying vibrant hues in a pastel of sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but have forgotten its name. She serves as their reminder. And in closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful. And once again, happy birthday, Mom, and happy birthday, Janora.
Thanks, Mario. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Right. Well, guys, we're about to jump off here. We got 90 seconds left into the show. You've been listening to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. As far as the tribute to, special birthday tribute to Maggie Freeman, our CEO of NCWCC, and our Chief Financial Officer, Janora Bowens, who's out there in Las Vegas and lost her phone, lost all her money, and get ready to go all the way back where nobody needs to be at 19 below zero weather. I want to thank you for always being supportive. And Mother, you know, I love you all more than anything you can imagine. Happy birthday.